Okay, I have something really juicy for you today. You know that house that was once featured on the Bravo network on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? The house that they rented for a girls' trip? Well, I have rented this house for a women's retreat taking place June 21st through the 25th. And this house is a 6,000 square foot luxury villa in the foothills of Santa Barbara. So you can find all the information for the retreat at projectimpactretreat.com. I'll see you there. Hello and welcome back to Tech Champagne. I'm Alisa Purdy, your host, and today I have a very lovely guest. Samantha Blossom, owner of SamanthaBlossom.com, is joining me today. She's a manifestation mentor and an overall lovely human being. I've known Samantha for a few years now. I've seen her present at retreats. I have followed her on the interwebs, and she's got some really great offers coming up. So I'm excited to introduce Samantha. Hi, Samantha.
Yay. Hi, Alisa. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to connect with your people.
It's so good. I'm really excited. When you said you wanted to be on the podcast, I was pretty pumped because there's a really interesting thing about you. I don't know if you know this, but you have this really beautiful energy about you, and it's very kind and inviting and, you know, feminine and kind of, I don't even have words for it, very sparkly. But then you also know how to make a lot of money and create offers and sell. And it's like this really great balance of different types of energies. And I just really respect it. And I respect the way you run your business.
Wow. Thank you so much. That means so much coming from you because I see you as like a really amazing mentor. So thank you.
Yeah, you're so cute. So let's start from the beginning. How did your business begin?
Yeah, I know. Before the podcast, you said you were going to ask this question, and I was like, wow, how did it begin? My very first online product was the Money Codes, and I flew to Bali to film this program and manifested first class on a Hello Kitty airplane.
Of course you did. That totally is in line with your branding.
It was really funny. Like my videographer, like something happened with his flight. He ended up manifesting like a stay at like this penthouse place in like Hong Kong, like on his way over. And we were both just like, oh my gosh, what's happening? Like, what are we about to create? You know? And I think what really first inspired me to teach and coach about money is, you know, originally I'm a healer and I do a style of healing called body talk. And I've been doing various styles of healing since 2008. And I kept getting healers coming to me having a hard time making money. And so I started to work on their money matrix. So I would have massage therapists come in from zero clients to getting like fully booked out. So booked out that they actually left the company that they're working with and just went on their own. And so that started happening a lot. And so then I just was like, okay. And I struggled with money a lot. And that was like a huge thing. I mean, even now, it's still like a major thing for me. And I think it's because part of it is like, because I teach about it, I think sometimes people project it onto me. And I think because it's like, it hits their suffering programs and their survival patterns. And it is kind of like, I was telling one of my clients today, I was like, I think if I could go back, I don't think I would have picked money to be the topic that I coached about, because I was like, I didn't think about how triggering it was for everyone. At the time, I was just really passionate about helping healers be able to build up their businesses, because I was like, if healers can't get paid well, how do we get this work out there? Because I know for me, I struggled a lot with health things, and I had gone to so many Western medicine doctors, and the fact that, you know, it was a healer that helped me heal from, like, I had like acne all over my face, my chest, my back. I was coughing blood. I was like, I mean, very intense things for this body in this lifetime. And it was like working with a healer, which my logical mind was like, this woman's crazy. I can't believe I'm spending $350 on this. But it was like my body just kept healing. I just kept going back. And so then I was like, wow, nobody knows how powerful healers are. And I was just like, people, like, healers need to get paid really well. So that was really why I kind of like started on that path of like coaching about money.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I see that quite often, like with, you know, different industries where there's, I don't know, I think people expect people like in the healing industries to be almost like starving artists, you know, and They don't have to be. There's a lot of money to be made. There's a lot of resources to go around, especially from these industries that are literally saving lives. You know, they deserve to not be overworked and underpaid. So I think that's wonderful that you stepped in to help a lot of people. But yeah, I understand that how you can sort of absorb the energy of the clients as well.
Yeah, it hasn't been an easy path for sure. Yeah. And I was like, I was just telling one of my clients, I was like, I think if I could go back, I would have just done something like really easy, you know, like I was like something that's like way less triggering. And, but you know, this was my path. And I think that I've probably gone through every potential money problem, you know, not every, but like a large different, you know, variations of it. So that I could teach about the topic. And I think that that part of my life is actually like, I think the online courses have been built out and it's kind of like closed up. And now I'm starting to turn on like teaching about body energetics. So that's like, I'm at this next phase in my business now. But yeah, so it's been really radical in the best ways. I've had some clients have some crazy money miracles. One of my hypnotherapist clients went from charging $100 to hitting $500,000 months. I was like, I'm like, how come that's not happening for me?
I love that. Yeah. And then, so you were a healer for a number of years, and then you transitioned into the coaching space, you said around 2019, and we were chatting a little bit before we hit record. So what was that transition like, and what was the catalyst?
So really, it's like I'm still mainly, I would say, like a healer. It's just that I kind of blend coaching with it. Mm-hmm. So I work with highly sensitive, high end clients, like clients that, like, you know, they charge high ticket coaching, but they're also highly sensitive. And so I essentially like tune up their force field so that they can show up, so that they're not like picking up all the energetic debris from their clients, so that they're able to have like a larger energetic bandwidth, you know? Because I think especially when you're sensitive, you can kind of feel and hear a lot of your clients' thoughts and conversations and stuff. And so my job is to like strengthen their force field. So it's a blend of healing and coaching. But a lot of times what they'll say is like, they just feel so much stronger. Like something negative can happen. And they're like, oh my gosh, like that would have just taken me down like a year ago. And now I'm just like, oh, it's not a big deal. I can just like move through this.
Wow. I love that. Hi, it's Alisa. And I wanted to interrupt this episode real quick because I think there's a level of support that you are not getting. And it's important to me to share all of the tools and all the support that I can with the listeners of Tech Champagne. So there's something that I have prepared for you if you're someone who takes courses with great intentions, but doesn't always follow through to the very end. Maybe you don't attend all the calls. Maybe you don't open all the templates that are given to you. And maybe it all just seems overwhelming after a few weeks. I know this. I see this quite often. I have done it myself in the early years of my business, and it didn't serve me. So I've created something for those who take courses and don't quite get to the level of revenue that they really desire. And that is called the 6-week summer sprint. I do this once a year. I do it every summer, and really excited to be announcing it for this year. And this is one-on-one support. We will have 5 calls over 6 weeks. So you will get the accountability that you have been missing. You'll get to create your next big offer and finally reach your revenue goals. And if you're stuck at your current income level, this is your chance to have the breakthrough that you deserve. So if you want to spend your summer with your toes in the sand, enjoying spicy margaritas, soaking up the sun while your course brings in revenue, join me in the summer sprint. I have 4 spots open, and you will find all the info on the summer sprint at bit.ly/yoursummersprint. The investment for this program is $39.97. And I have payment plans available up to 24 months because flexibility is a total vibe and I want to support you to the highest level of my ability. See you there. Who are your ideal clients? Who do you love working with?
Yeah, so I love clients that are ready for their next level. So essentially, like, they probably have their podcast going, they have their book going, they have like everything, like the strategy is there. They just need this like fine tuning piece. Like, and the fine tuning piece is like, they want to stay more passionate and excited about what they're doing. So they need to keep that energetic charge around that magnetism and the excitement of what they're doing. Because I think once you do the same thing for like 5-10 years, you can start to feel like, oh, I'm doing the same thing. And I tend to bring in like 12th dimensional consciousness concepts to remind them of their soul purpose. Like, this is why you're doing this. And they get more excited about it. They get reminded of like how powerful their mission is. And then that turns on an energy inside of them. So even like in positive psychology, like the meaning behind what you do is like creates the frequency. So
that's, can you explain that a little bit? I didn't write it down, but you said 12th dimension. Something's already left my brain. Can you explain that a little bit more?
Yeah, I will. Like, I was working with my mastermind last week, and they were like, not last week, this was yesterday, sorry. And they were like, we want you to like talk more about what you actually do. They're like, this is why we come to you, you know? And so like through my healing work and all of my discoveries, part of it was like working with really high dimensional frequency beings. So like tuning into like the higher consciousness of like, there's different worlds that operate differently. And our world still has, it's, you know, if you read the book Power versus Force, most of the planet is running at 200 or below. So 200 is courage. And like, we could go all the way down to like 20, 30, which is like shame, embarrassment. So most of the planet is still operating there. And when we hit 500, we're at love. When we hit 800, we're at enlightenment. And so I feel like I tap into these like really high dimensions of awareness and consciousness. And I bring it down so that people can understand it here. And so, you know, so that our systems can shift and change. So like the way we perceive money can shift and change. The way that we look at business can shift and change. Like, it doesn't have to be so survival based. It can be like these higher energy frequencies and like tuning into that. So yeah,
that is helpful. Thank you. I was like, oh my God, I want to understand this. Oh, I love that. And something you put in your, I always do like a little intake form for people that are on the podcast. You have an undergrad degree in biochemistry. I had no idea.
Yeah. So
amazing.
I did all my pre-med. And I think that's really what makes me a great healer is when I'm tuning into a body, I can see on the cellular level, like what the cells are doing, what chemical reactions need to shift. But all of that, I think, is because like I studied biochemistry. So I'm like, it's very easy for me to visualize and go in there. So yeah, so I feel like that's part of like, so I've had clients with like brain tumors spontaneously heal. She just messaged me today. She's like, I'm finally going to make you that video testimonial.
Love that.
So yeah.
Yeah, that's a big deal. That's a really big deal. I had no idea all the conversations we've had over the years that you were such a science person. I think it's really interesting and applicable, and I'm sure it helps support your clients pretty deeply.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, when I studied acupuncture and herbal medicine in China, we had to do cadavers. We had to do, you know, everything. So I feel like I had so much Western medicine training. It was just like that it was in Chinese. And so I feel like I have like a good observation of both worlds.
Yes. Oh, I love that. And then what is one offer that you love right now? I've seen a lot of your offers over the years. What is the one that's really lighting you up right now?
Well, so I didn't know if this is the one that you said that I'm sharing the link to or just like something that I'm kind of working on right now.
Oh, wait, whichever. If it's the same, great. If it's not, we'll link to both of them. It's totally up to you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, the one that I shared the link with was called Cash Codes. And it's just like a really fun new perspective of seeing money. And I've had so many clients that were like, oh my gosh, I used to wake up with panic around money. And they're like, I went through Cash Codes and I haven't had panic for like months or years now, you know? So I think that once you can dismantle the emotions, like the fear around it, you become much more powerful. So I feel like that's like a really good beginner space. And of course, like I love my mastermind, which is Euphoria Empire, and it is for 6-7-figure coaches, entrepreneurs, visionaries. And it's not for strategy. I was like, Coda Alyssa for strategy. It is really purely for the energetics. Like, it's really about like tuning up their body. We're working on your feminine energy, your masculine energy, your capacity to hold, especially when you start to hit like $100,000 months or more, like your capacity to ground and hold and to be able to repeat that, like we stabilize that.
Oh, I love that, because there's so much happening energetically to us entrepreneurs all the time. Yeah. We don't get to clock out at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
You know, like the corporate space does. But at the same time, we have so much power to create abundance in every sense of the word. And so having that support from you, I'm sure, is a game changer for a lot of people.
Yeah, it's such a fun space. And like the women that tend to come to that space are just like, they're so kind. They're so like heart-centered. Like, yeah, I love my clients so much.
Aw, and I'm sure they love you. Your energy is so fun. I saw you speak at a retreat. It's been 2 years. Isn't that crazy?
I know.
Time has flown by, and it was such a great presentation. So I hope I get to see you speak again in the future.
I would love that.
I really look forward to that. And then you also put on this submission a fun fact that most people don't know about you, that you were you played tennis in the Junior Olympics. Am I getting that right?
Yep.
That's amazing. And your team won a silver medal.
Yeah, that was in high school. And I was like, I think it was a really powerful moment, because I was like a really shy kid. And so like to be able to kind of like go through that was like kind of like a big moment.
Ooh, I love that. And what's one big lesson that you can take from your journey as an entrepreneur, all the things that we've been talking about today, that might help somebody get started who might be kind of staying in the fear zone?
Something I've been playing with is like, I feel like the tiny details matter. This is something that I was like, I wish I could go back to 2019 Samantha and be like, just slow down. Just like get intentional with the tiny details and like make it all special. And there's no race. Like, I don't need to rush it. You know, it's like, if I could just be like, oh yeah, like I'm going to focus on the tiny details, get so intentional and like love everything here, and then just move to the next thing, you know, and not be like, oh my gosh, like I got to be like 10. I don't know. There was something in my mind that was definitely like racing to something. And it's taken me a lot of maturity to be like, where was I racing to? There's like no place for me to go. Like, you're always going to be creating more. And if you can just get so present and intentional and just like focus on what's in front of you, I think that's like the most powerful thing.
Oh, I love that. And then the magic, I think, happens when you get to look back after a while and look at all the things you've created. Because I don't think we really, like you said, take the time to sit and absorb it and think, oh my gosh, I created these three things over the year, and now I have a whole, you know, collection of offers or things, ways I've supported people. So yeah, just taking your time through it. I think that's great advice.
Yeah, it was so wild. I was kind of reorganizing my website over the weekend, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have like 10 money courses. And I'm like, how did I do that? Like, I was like, okay, these are the childhood patterns. These are the ancestral patterns. This is the chakra system. Like, it was like, and I was just like, whoa, like who did that?
That's a great example of small ideas that we have all day long. You can create offers out of them, just tiny ones or, you know, small offers, simple, not standing in your own way. And then a few months go by and you have this full collection of offers. It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So good on you for executing those ideas.
Thank you.
It's very important. And then we have a freebie that we're going to link to as well. You have a Pleasure to Riches masterclass. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I really studied a lot of the classics when I like started working through money stuff, you know, Think and Grow Rich, like all of those like classics. And I feel like I kind of like modernized them and just like how like applied my own life to it. So that is Pleasure to Riches. And even when I'm going on, like even when I have a low, I like go back to those videos and they're like really energizing.
Nice. I love that. So we'll have links to all kinds of good stuff here in our show notes. And where's the best place to find you online?
I think either my website, SamanthaBlossom.com, but mainly my Instagram, SamanthaLoveBlossom. I think that's where I'm most active. So
Awesome. We'll link to all those things. Oh, Samantha, this has been so fun. I've really enjoyed this conversation, and I look forward to sharing it with the audiences as we push it out here over the next few weeks.
Yay! Thank you so much. This has been such a great time.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for being on. And thank you, listeners, for listening to this episode of Tech Champagne. And I will see you next week. Bye.
Thank you for spending your time with me today. I hope this episode brought you exactly what you needed. If you had fun today, be sure to hit the subscribe button or leave me a review. Your support means the world to me, and it helps other women entrepreneurs find the show as well. And if you're looking for a free place to connect and learn more about creating your own six-figure online business, check out my Facebook group, Empowered Entrepreneurs. See you on the next episode.